smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf, number 34. My name is Fred Green, and we thank you again for joining us for Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. You know, if you have a question about anything golf-related, whether it would be about your equipment that you want to buy, equipment that you want to get rid of, or saving your equipment, then this is the show you should be listening to, because we have Kenny Nicholson, technical specialist at Edwin Watts Golf and edwinwattsgolf.com. Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
Good, Fred. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. We're coming into the holiday season, which is an exciting time if you're in the retail business, except not so sure about these years, but people are still buying golf products, I hope.
They are, yeah. Right now is our biggest time of the year for the most part. I mean, it doesn't last as long as the spring and late summer, but I mean, it's a great time of year, especially with the new products that are coming out for holiday that we're excited about. And there's a bunch of good stuff on sale right now as well.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I would think that that is why people are buying more than anything, because there's a lot of new golf products coming out, right?
Yeah, traditionally, new golf products came out the end of January for the PGA Expo that happens down in Orlando. But I think that some of the golf manufacturers realized that they were missing such a big shopping season with Christmas. So they started coming out with product launches this time of year. And it's definitely helped, that's for sure.
Yeah. And we have a lot of episodes with people who, you know, from different manufacturers who've come on and introduced us to their products as they're coming out. Is there anything right now that's come out that you're really excited about?
Yeah, the Titleist 909 drivers is something that we're very excited about. Anytime they come out with new products, obviously, I get excited. I'm a big Titleist guy myself. Adams has come out with some new products. Callaway has the FTIQ driver out. The Ping Rapture V2 series, the Cleveland Launcher series is coming out right now. So they're, you know, most of the big manufacturers have a new product out right now for the holiday season that is driving some consumer awareness and getting everybody a little bit excited.
Interesting. All right. Well, what I wanted to talk to you today is we got questions that have come in from listeners from all over the world, and we encourage people to go to golfsmarter.com and click on Ask Kenny button. And if we use your question on this show, you will receive a free Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf podcast hat. So we need to ask the first question that came in from Tim Frazier of Destin, Florida. And he says, I've been hearing about golf shaft puring and the advantages that it will bring to all levels of golfers. Does this really help control the on and off center hits?
The on and off center hits, are they with the golf ball?
With the club. When you pure the shaft, what does it do and does it help?
I mean, puring has to do with spining it and getting everything aligned where it actually every shaft is exactly the same within the set. And you pure it where the ribbon is on graphite. So the strongest part is in a certain area. It has nothing to do with hitting it on the sweet spot. That's going to be the player, whether you have a broomstick for a shaft or a, you know, $300 golf shaft. I don't see puring as much as you used to in the past. It's something that comes up every now and then somebody will ask about. I don't know that, you know, for the average player, I can, you know, tell you that I've never had a shaft pured before. And I don't know that I would know the difference. And I'm an okay golfer. So, but some people just want to know beyond a reasonable doubt that they're playing the absolute best equipment they can play and it's set up the absolute best that it can be set up. And puring of the shafts is one way to do that.
But if with the shafts that they have today, with the R&D that's been put into shafts today, you really don't need to. Once you find the shaft that works best for you, you really don't need to do anything to it, do you?
I mean, for the most part, I don't see a huge advantage in doing anything with it. I mean, the logo is on the shaft a certain way. So if it's, you know, if you have to turn that any specific way to get it into the head where it's pured just right, then obviously the cosmetics or the aesthetics of the golf club are going to look just a little bit different. You know, typically what you find with some of the better players is they like all of the logo information on the bottom side of the shaft where you don't see it when you're at address. And then they'll turn the grip, the name of the grip upside down too. So they, you know, if they want to close it down a little bit, how are, if they want to do something different, they don't have an alignment aid up there. They just grab it to what feels right to them. So the shafts that come stock in manufacturers' clubs now are very high-end shafts that the consumer used to pay $100 to $300 for drivers. So the OEMs drove the manufacturer's price down on the shaft side of it. So what you get now is an extremely high-end shaft in a great golf club.
That's interesting. Now, I'm curious, if somebody is, you know, they still love their clubs, but they're just not playing as well as the clubs are not playing as well as it feels like they used to. Is changing the shafts on your club something that you should consider doing as opposed to just getting a whole new set of clubs?
Well, you can. I mean, we've talked about it before. The shaft is the engine that drives the machine. So if your car starts running bad, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Get a new car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you're going to take it to the shop to get it looked at and find out what the problem is. And, you know, as with any other sport, your swing can change over time. One, it could slow down or it could speed up. You know, your actual swing itself could change. You're not as steep as you used to be, or you hit the ball just a little bit different than you used to. So anytime your swing changes, then obviously your equipment or the engine is going to have to change to suit that need. So with, you know, the price of drivers out there now where they are, sometimes it is more cost effective to try to look at a different shaft per se, and all of our Edwin Watts Golf stores have the ability to exchange shafts for you or what have you. But technology changes at such a rapid pace, you don't want to be passed by with new technology and drivers and irons and wedges and putters and so on and so forth, that you're missing the boat on distance and accuracy as well.
Is that something, if you have new shafts put on, that you should make sure after you, you know, before you take them out of the store, once you pick them up again, to make sure that all the shafts are lined up up to the head and the handle the same way?
They're going to know that whenever they install it, obviously, because it's going to be glue, it's going to be epoxied on there, so you're not going to be able to adjust it once it's installed. But, you know, what we do is we'll line up the graphics to where they're supposed to be. If you want them on the top, the side, or the bottom, we'll align those up that way.